Welcome to Martin Hewlett's Calming Anxiety, your blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis. Today, just time to recover and reset, and put aside the worries and fears that modern life has brought. Just to say, if you can, donate anywhere in the world to the Ukrainians. My other half booked an Airbnb today without wanting to be there, obviously, just to help someone local and give them some much needed financial help. I don't know what the answer is. I don't think anyone truly does, other than Putin could just go, "I've been a bit of a dick," and then, you know, leave them alone. Wars never solved anything. So today, let's be mindful of our own space within the universe. Let's look after ourselves and put our minds in the right frame so that later on, when needed, we can best serve those around us. So find your quiet place all to yourself, lying down, sitting, whatever you prefer, headphones on, close your eyes, and just focus on the hypnotic, rhythmic rise and fall of every breath. Just feel what it really means when you breathe in. Imagine the space within your lungs filling with life, energy. Be aware of the transition between the in and the out breath. And then as you exhale, feel that sensation of letting go, of relaxing, of shedding off the stresses, the worries, the negative thoughts, and clearing your mind so that you can think and plan with clarity, with a solution-focused mindset. Relax. Feel your chest, draw in all of that life, pause for a second or two at the top, and then just let all that tension, the doubt, the fear, simply drift away on every out-breath. Relax further and further, safe and completely secure in your own thought. A wave, an aura of harmony and protection flows over every cell of your body. Relax, even if your mind wanders throughout any of these sessions, which is natural. Just acknowledge those random thoughts, and when you're ready, gently bring your mind back once more to focus completely on the hypnotic rise, fall of each and every breath. Just relax and float down further and further with every beat of your heart. Unwind, focusing completely on your breathing and the sound of my voice. Relax and drift. Imagine your consciousness being gently cradled, comforted, protected, and float between the in and the out. Clear your mind and drift deeper and deeper now. And on the next in-breath, simply and easily count the number one. And on the out-breath, count the number two. If it helps, imagine seeing these numbers in your mind. I wonder what shape, size, and color you will visualize. One on the in-breath, two on the out-breath, over and over, to give your consciousness an anchor to focus on. But with every exhalation, you continue to relax deeper and deeper. One on the in-breath, two on the out-breath, giving you focus and the ability to relax in future whenever you need, to bring stillness and peace to the storm within your mind. Relax. One on the in-breath, two on the out-breath. Further and further into a beautiful state of trance, where you open the doorway to your subconscious to make small, powerful, yet permanent changes to the way you think and feel and react. One on the in-breath, two on every out-breath. Be in control. Be the best version of yourself. Forgive the mistakes of your past and understand you will still make mistakes. You will still fail in the future. This is all natural and part of life's experience. But you will bounce back quicker, easier, with more understanding and care for who you are, for all of your own unique qualities. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. On the count of 5, you can open your eyes if you wish, feeling refreshed, safe, calmer, and more positive. One, take a deep intake of breath now. Two, becoming more aware and reorientating your mind to the beauty of the world outside. Three, take another deep breath, fill your lungs up completely once more. 4, stretching out your arms and legs, and 5, eyes open and smile, and commit to one more positive task today, more if you're feeling up to it. But never berate yourself for having those down days. But always being mindful that life is a marathon. You have time. You will improve. There will be good days and bad, but the good start to outweigh the bad. Take care, my friend, and maybe just watch over a close friend or colleague and make sure they're okay as well. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and as always, in everything, absolutely everything that you and I do, be kind.